Hello.
Hey, good afternoon, Mark. How are you?
Good, how are you?
I am great. Thank you very much. How's your health? How's the business going so far?
Good, how are you?
Yes, just good. Actually, I was suffering from COVID like past 2 weeks, but I'm doing okay now.
Well, that's good. I'm sorry to hear that, but I'm hoping you guys had that a few, like about a month or two ago. It's no fun for sure, but I hope you get feeling better soon.
Oh, okay. I wish you best of luck for that particular part too. So yeah, so I think that the issue that we were being discussing onto the teamwork was regarding the responsiveness of the website, which is not being correct.
Oh, the responsiveness, it's just the only thing that's an issue is just the adding to the cart, which works. It used to work fine, and then
Yeah.
yesterday it just didn't work fine. So it just basically needs to be repaired to send the information of the number of like items to the cart.
Actually, how it works is that it's just basically the start. If you don't go ahead and get the update, which is the latest firmware that they have sent out to almost everybody. Then of course it will eventually stop working on mobile devices, or maybe it will work but not give the right dimensions and everything about it. So that's just the start of the problem, because previously, before launching the new phones, everything was working fine. But once that has been launched, they're sending the new update and everything about it, so by which the devices could be updated with the new dimensions.
Oh, it's not the dimensions that's the issue. The only issue is just adding like the dimensions could be all wrong, but it still should add to the cart.
Right,
Like it
no, no.
basically.
I'm just saying that right now the problem is just because that it's not basically adding up to the cart. That is the one problem which has been coming now. But if you skip the particular upgrade, then eventually the dimensions will not simply going to come correctly. The website on the mobile devices especially, or tablets or iPads, will not come exactly the same way how it used to be. So that's what I'm saying, that's the only first step which has been passed by.
That makes sense. Yeah, okay, that makes
And
sense. So
as
you're
of
saying
yeah,
you guys are
you
updating the
we are not updating the website. It's just simply that the update has been come, and that needs to be updated onto the system of yours, because of course from our end the work was already been done. And even though I did have checked into the notes as well, the website package basically that you have got, it was basically coming along with 3 months of maintenance, in which we will be doing most of the work for you, which we eventually have did that as well. So I just wanted to basically talk to you about that particular part as well. First thing is the update. And the
Okay,
second.
so the good.
No, you go ahead. That's fine.
I say we actually haven't had a functional website yet, so it hasn't been able to go live because it hasn't worked. It's just gotten within the last week or two to the point that it's almost ready to go, but we haven't ever had anything that like adds to like. Because it's an e-com website, right? So if people
Yeah.
can't add stuff to a shopping cart, you can't use it. So
Oh,
it's never been.
I was under the impression, what I basically got it from Sam, that the website was live when we did the migration part onto that particular part, and this problem just came recently. That's what I'm hearing, because he said, can you
So
hold on
it's
the line so that
never
I can add it
worked.
on?
Yeah, so the website's never worked correctly, not even one day. So we've been working this entire time just to try to get it to be functional. Like you can look in the Shopify history, it hasn't made one sale because we can't use it. Because so it's literally just been like almost an entire year of trying to like talk back and forth between Sam and myself, trying to get this thing to work.
I'm really, really sorry for that, but what is the main issue that you're facing right now?
So one, you can't add. It's never worked to where you could add stuff to the cart on mobile or on the desktop where you could check out. We just fixed the subscription area where people can actually manage their subscriptions. That was like oh, 2 weeks ago that we got 2 3 weeks ago that we got that part fixed. The part with the Instagram tie-in that we bought from you guys, isn't live and doesn't work. The sizing of the when the website first loads, the video sizes correctly, but then if you refresh the page or come from other pages, it on mobile, it doesn't size correctly on the first load like it does if you come in outside. That's less of an issue. It's still functional with that part. It's just that's more like an appearance thing. But the parts that just don't work are the adding to the website. And then the mobile aspect of it, we literally just got to be almost there on iPhones. If you turn it sideways on the home page, if you're on an actual phone, like all the backgrounds for two of the parts on the home page just black out. And it's just big black zoomed in boxes. So we've never had an actual functional website. And we've just been going back and forth, Sam and me, trying to like get it to work. So like we haven't even made like $1 with the website yet because it hasn't been functional at all.
All right. So you're saying that the website was never been functional?
Correct. Yeah. The website's never been functional. We've had nothing but issues the entire time with it. We just got like something that isn't just like a blob of text on mobile. Cause the thing is most of the sales, cause I run other Shopify stores and things along those lines, in online businesses. I have 5 or 6 businesses. This is just one of them. But we've never been able to actually launch this because of the website. The labels are done, the FDA approval is done, the roasters are done. Everything's completely finished with the coffee. The only thing that's holding up this business is the website being functional. Cause, if we advertise it and people can't add stuff to the cart and purchase it, then that's pointless to launch it. So
right, I do remember the conversation about the marketing part as well. You did say that you already have a team regarding for that. Now, the first issue and the third issue that you said, which is related to the mobile, that's just because of the update which has been recently launched, which we need to basically add it up.
That's been the entire time, the whole time, even before.
Of course, that's what I'm saying, that was not being added up before as well. Because we were also waiting for a few updates because Samsung was launching the new phones. iPhone was basically launching the new phone. So that is only the reason that we haven't even updated that particular part or added that particular functionality, because that's something which is basically an additional part, because we wait for that so that they can add it up. However, as far as adding up the products, which is not been working, and then the Instagram live feed, I will fix that by tomorrow. To be very sure. And then as far as this concern is there, for that particular part, we have to basically get you the liquid responsiveness for the website, for the entire website. And with the help of that particular part, that will simply going to route out an update towards your particular domain and, of course, the Shopify account, that this website is being responsive. Likewise, we have added up the security features for the payment module system. It's one of the systems that we will simply going to install for the mobile devices, tablets, iPads, or by which any device which can open and up your, or either it's iPhone, Android, tablet, anything you name it, any model, any subscription, anything like that, they will be able to basically go ahead and open up the same way like it opened up on a laptop or a normal computer. So that's what the issue is for the liquid responsiveness, which needs to be added up. As far as the subscription is concerned, you did say that that was being fixed and that has been resolved last week. And was that something that was being fixed by us, or have you managed to do it by yourself?
Correct. That's something that's being fixed by you guys. Because I've been talking back and forth to Sam trying to get it, because before it was just a block, because like the main model for this is going to be subscription copy-based. So basically it's just people sign up and it sends it to them once every 2 weeks or once a month on repeat. So that's where majority of, because in this business model, it's normally break even on the first, and then it's where the money's on the back end. So we haven't been able to launch it because of that, and then also you couldn't
all right,
launch
just,
that part. Yeah.
I'm really sorry for that particular part. However, just stay on the line for about like 1 minute. Let me just get the update from the production that if we can do these changes today and get it fixed for you, so by which at least the website could go live. And then I can also let you know the price of the liquid responsiveness as well. Just stay on the line for about like a minute, okay? Right, Mark, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, so I've basically assigned my personal developer on your particular website project, and I did spoke with Sam as well. He said that the website was live once you told him to go ahead and get it live, but of course, the changes were something that was basically being getting done back and forth. So the number one change that needed to be done was the Instagram live feed, right?
Correct. He pushed it to the website, but it's never been functional. Like because he had to get it on Shopify to develop it first, because he built it in the background and then he pushed it over, and then it all became a giant mess when it got pushed over. And then he's been working to get that, which it's almost functional, almost.
We will fix it today. Don't worry. From today or by at least till tomorrow, every issue will be resolved, so by which we're on the same page. Actually, I was not coming in the office for about like 60 or maybe 50 days, and that's where the problems usually came in because of the COVID situation, so I'm really sorry for that. So the first part that we
No. It's okay. I mean, I understand people get sick and everything. It's just a matter of, like, I mean, I have like five other businesses that need websites also and all that kind of stuff. I mean, Sam's been nice to work with. He's a nice guy, but it's been like I have to see have a functional website.
Of course.
And to make, except for an e-com business, I mean, other businesses is not as important. But for an e-com business, that is an entire business. It needs to be like something that's like functional and works in the first place. And then we can talk about, like once we have a website that works and it's generated sales, like doing add-ons or things along those lines.
Of course, and that's how the business grows for you and for us as well. So just let me know the changes. The first one is the Instagram live feed that will be installed. Actually, I think that was working before, but I think for some reason it has stopped working, which I've just
Yeah, it
basically
worked
done.
the first day, correct. So it worked. He put it in, it pulled the stuff over, and then it never. So it pulled it over, but then it was like frozen. So it's like anything that you added new. So basically, it took like a still frame of like what it looked like at that point, and then as you added things, it never sucked stuff over. So that needs help. The carts on both mobile and desktop being able to add. Like the number of quantity of items needs to be paired and work together. So those are like probably like the two big things that are just like making it non, especially the cart part. That's the most important part. But the Instagram part, if you look on a mobile phone, on an iPhone or something like that, on the way that the video at the top of the page loads, it loads correctly when you come in on a non-cached, like you have clean cache and you come in on Chrome or Safari or whatever, it loads correctly, like large fills in and zooms in. But if you reload the page or come from another page back to the home page, it loads as like a small video and then pops big and then loads. So that's more just like a, so if that's possible to fix.
Yeah, that's something which will be fixed once the upgrade has been done, because if we don't fix it, then I'm pretty sure that once they will simply going to find out that it's not been updated correctly onto the same firmware which they have released, then maybe people would be facing 404 error onto mobile devices or something like that. So I would recommend you to at least get the update done, so by which the mobile responsiveness features or the liquid responsiveness for tablets and small devices like iPhones, Androids, and mobile phones, they could basically be fixed out. And I'm just trying to open up your website. Just give me a minute. It was Lost Pirate Coffee, right?
Correct, yep. And then if you also open it on your mobile phone and turn it
I'm fine.
sideways, at least on.
All right, so I'm just trying to basically, because I just got the update, and they said that the add to cart feature is kind of working, but I'm just making sure that it is.
Okay, let me check on my hands here.
And can you also provide me your Instagram ID and the password so that I can attach that as well? And actually, it's not been working because we just have checked the plugin that was basically calculate the size or add the product. That has been broken. I don't know for what reason, but they're fixing that up. And I think in the next 10 to 15 minutes, it will surely going to work up. And now as far as the Instagram ID and password is concerned, can you give me that so that I can integrate that? You will receive a code. And by that particular way, we could set it up on that way. I can fix it up right now or by keeping you on the phone.
Okay, let me see here. Let's see if I can find the password on it.
Sure.
Okay, username is Lost Pirate Coffee and password is Lost Pirate. Let's make sure that works on my end.
And the Lost Lost Pirate.
All one word, all lowercase.
So the username is Lost Pirate Coffee and the password was Lost Pirate?
Yes, yeah, Lost Pirate Coffee and then all one word, Lost Pirate Coffee, all one word, and then Lost Pirate spelled the same way, all lowercase, all one word.
All right, let me just see. Just give me a minute.
Perfect, okay.
All right, I'm just trying to basically open it up. Just give me a minute. Anything else that you would like to make changes to as the website, Mark?
So if you look, I can, there's, I don't, I'm trying to figure out how to tag you in some of these posts here, because I have screenshots of what the issue are from previously. Let's see here. I don't know if tagging me will do it.
Are you sending me a message on Teamwork?
Yeah, I was trying to find it on Teamwork. I have a Google sheet that actually we have it with all the issues.
Do you want me to send you a message on Teamwork so that it could...
Yeah, shoot me a message on Teamwork, and then I was trying to tag you on it. Let me see where this is at.
All right, I've just sent you a message on Teamwork.
Okay, did that message come through?
Let me check. Yes, I got it.
This last part is fixed.
All right, so... I got that pretty much part.
And if you scroll down, it has like pictures of everything. Besides, besides the shopping cart issues not already included on there, but that's the most recent one. I can add those.
Okay, so this issue will be resolved with one of the updates that I was talking to you about, because of course the team is already working on fixing up the adding to the cart quantity option. That will be done. And the subscription is already been resolved. And, of course, the Instagram live feed would also going to be going ahead and getting that fixed towards it. So the cart, I know that will be changed. And I did got the pricing from the billing as well for the new liquid responsiveness, which will allow your website to be opened up on 1 million devices. And that updates will remain the same for the next 5 years. Which means that in the next 5 years, if any new device is coming up, anything like that, or any information about it, that will surely going to be opening up your particular website. You don't have to update that every single year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, just give me one minute. Yeah, can you just hold on the line, because my developer is giving me a call. Just stay on the line, all right?
Okay, sounds good. And I just added the cart issue off it.
Perfect. Just give me 1 minute. Okay. I'll be back. All right. Thank you for staying on the line there.
Yes, Sam.
All right. Sorry about it. So I was just basically I went to the production and saw that what exactly been happening up. So I think, have you tried to make any changes to that particular, or have you tried to fix it by yourself by going on the back end on the Shopify?
On Shopify, I just looked in the back. I haven't changed anything, though.
Oh, okay. Because I think like one of the files has been broken, which is why the issue was been coming up, but that's totally fine. They're just recreating the particular file to get it added up, so by which the add to cart feature could basically work. Once that part is done, the next part will be the Instagram live feed, and you will get a message on your Instagram or on your cell phone, which has been associated with the number for that account.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to provide me that code via message. You can send me a text message where I sent you the message, so by which we could link that up and we could fix it up. So I'm pretty sure before day end today, these things will be installed, will be done. And then as far as the liquid responsive is concerned, I've just got the prices that were going to cost you $1,499, which is for 5 years. And that includes the 1 million devices set up on that particular part. And once we get that installation done, then I think by tomorrow, before day end, or maybe before afternoon, or maybe in the midnight, I will send you the notification once I have basically tested that on mobile devices with all the features and everything about it. You can check the other issues which are being remaining.
Okay. So the only thing is like this site hasn't been functional, and when we originally bought it, it was promised to be mobile responsive, and it hasn't been functional the entire time that we've had it at all. Like not mobile, not anything. This is the most functional it's been within like the last week or two.
Which is why I do understand that. Which is why I've basically given you the price, which was the discounted price. The actual price was $2,500, and I know that we haven't added that particular part because we knew that there will be features which will be coming up. Even though if we have added up, then still this update needs to be done by hooks or by crooks,
mm-hmm.
because the launch was being due in September, right? That's what they basically launched in, and that's how they're basically sending out the information to all the clients all over the globe. So even though if you don't do it, that's how it is. But still, as I said, that for the next 5 years, it will be secured. So no matter if iPhone 15 is coming up or 16, anything about it, the functionality will never be changed. It will automatically adopt and get the software update automatically. But the thing is that you don't have to basically touch that particular part, because once it's installed, I'm going to show you where it is. So by which, even if you're going in the back end of your particular Shopify account, you can basically see that it's basically functional or it's not been working up.
Okay, that makes sense. I mean, we haven't made any money with this particular business, so this is something that we need to cash flow with a functional thing before we do any other additional ads if it's beyond a couple hundred dollars of expense, just because it doesn't make sense to keep burying money into something that hasn't been functional.
I totally get your point, Mark, but today is the day that everything will be resolved on this particular part. So by which we could basically go ahead and get the site live according to the way you want it. And that's why I'm not sure if you're thinking that if I'm Sam, I'm Chase, the chief technical officer, the one who basically talked to you about the migration and other stuff as well. So that's why I was just giving you a call and confirming everything about it. So today I'm just hoping that maybe at any particular point or any particular second, I will get an update from the developer that the changes has been done, so by which you could at least go ahead and start the marketing on it so that you can make some money on that particular website. So I do get your point as well. But I think this will be the last and final thing, and I'm pretty sure by tomorrow I will be the one personally giving you a call and letting you know that everything has been fixed up, and I'm still in the office for the next 2-3 hours. If it gets fixed before then, I will send you a text too.
Okay, no, I appreciate that. I mean, that's something, additional upgrades or anything we could do once it starts cash flowing on the website, because it just needs to be functional to start with, and then we can market to it and make money, and then we can talk about doing any additional upgrades.
If you do that particular part, I don't mind going ahead and doing that particular thing. You can keep it for the future as well. But with that particular part, if you do it in the future, then to be honest, that we have to basically bring back the website down and then add up all the 1 million devices functionality, the back-end barcode, and everything about it. Because that's why I told you that every other change will be done by today, but the liquid responsiveness is something that needs time which will be installed on the web backend of your website. Maybe you will see that your website is feeling sluggish or something like that, because at the backend, we keep on updating the files which are being sent to us for the update so that the download could be completed on the backend of your website. So I think it's the right time considering the right particular price. The price was $2,500. I was making it down to $1,500 for you, which is 4 or 5 years. And after 5 years, if this is something which you would like to keep it, that's totally fine. If not, then the previous devices which are being locked, that will still surely going to work.
Well, yeah, I think that's something we'd have to do in the future if you guys don't want to just add it on as is to have a functional site, because, I mean, currently it's a negative, like, $7,000 investment.
Understandable.
So, I mean, if it starts making money, then that's something that makes sense to do additional things or get you guys involved with other marketing things and everything like that. But it needs to be functional and cash flow before you start dumping more money into something.
So what about these two things which will still be remaining? One of the things is that it's the mobile landscape mode on or iPhone Max subscription, that part. And then the mobile banner needs to load like the Molengo, because I told you that these are the two things which are being just disturbed right now. And if you go ahead and don't do the update, it will surely going to make more mess towards the mobile-friendly users who will be coming up and opening up your website on mobile, tablet, and iPhones. And that's why I was recommending you that this is the upgrade, which is why we were trying to give you a call last week as well to go ahead and get this thing done. But sooner or later, once you face the issues, you basically came back, and that's how I'm just basically recommending you that this will be the last and final particular part, so by which the issues could be resolved, and then you could have a buttery smooth website, because all the other things had already been taken care of. The Instagram will be there. The add to cart and quantity functionality would be fixed up before day end today, and I will give you a call about it. But as far as the liquid responsiveness, if you keep it for the future, I'm not sure that if I would be able to basically give you the exact same price, which I'm doing right now, because right now the website is in-house. We are basically building it up. We haven't made it live. Whatever changes you are saying, that has been compromised, and that's why we are basically getting done, because at the end, you have to make money as well. But I can do one thing for you. I can do one thing for you. In the 1500, instead of 5 years, I can make it for 15 years. That's the only possibility that I have in my hand right now, so that for the next 15 years, you don't have to basically get the upgrade done for this kind of stuff. And this was surely going to fix up the issues, which was being the mobile banner, the loading problem, the subscription problem on the mobile phones, and, of course, every other thing that might can come up without this update will be fixed.
Well, I mean, I understand you guys do work on for coding and everything like that, but the thing is we've never had a functional site, which we bought at basically, which was promised a functional site, both mobile responsive and a desktop site that would function as an e-com store. If this was like an additional marketing upgrade or something else that was, or something, we had a functional site that has actually been put out into production that we could actually send live, that would make sense. I wouldn't mind upgrading it, but we've never had a functional product that's been delivered. So it's been really frustrating. It's been almost a year of trying to get this done and built. Everything else is done. Like, this has, like, been, I mean, even the government has been faster at getting this done, like, because it takes forever to get FDA approval for a lot of things, and, like, that's all done. And, we haven't had a delivered product that's been ever mobile responsive, which is one of the things that was promised on our sales call initially.
I totally understand the way you're coming from. However, as I said, that even though if we have installed this particular part initially onto the particular website, then still at this particular time, you have to go ahead and get the upgrade done for the mobile responsiveness, because the initial call, when we have did, that was last year. So last year devices were already being installed onto your particular website. But now you're talking about this year, that the update which has been coming up, and I'm giving you the opportunity that this update will surely going to go ahead and work for the next 15 years instead of just keeping waiting for another year.
So the thing is if it needs to be functional to start with before, why would you guys build a site that doesn't already have compatibility for more than a year? One.
Because,
and two, we need, like, I mean, if this had already been functional and we had sales, that would make sense. But it's been like literally a year of trying to get this to be functional. So it's like we haven't had a delivered product. Like once the product is actually delivered and functional, I can turn it on and send customers to it. Then I'll say, okay, this has been delivered. It's live. Like you can start your 3 months of support and whatever you want to do. And then after that, like goes live and everything, then you can say, okay, like from that point, like of the delivered product, it was actually functional and delivered functional. Because when I was on this original sales call, they said this would take like 3 or 4 weeks to do. And it's taken almost a year, which is other businesses that we have probably $80,000 to $100,000 of cost missed worth of business because we haven't been able to launch it. So it is – I mean, I have multiple other businesses, my main jobs, I'm a neurosurgeon, like I have multiple other businesses that are successful, and this is like one that hasn't been able to be launched. This is one of the side things that we do. It needs to be delivered functional. This would be like me promising a surgery to somebody, like doing half a surgery and then telling them they have to come pay me more money to do the original surgery that I offered them. That's not fair or ethical.
That's not fair. That's something which is, of course, not fair, considering the fact that which you're saying is right. But according to me, I think 3 months ago, the website was already being live. It's just a matter of the changes
It was not live. It was 100% not live. Sam said that he had to put it on Shopify to make the additional changes. Like, in other words, like, he had to move it from your guys' developing area.
Can you refresh your particular website? The Instagram feature is working now. Can you check and confirm?
Okay, I'll look here. Because he had to push it over there to actually make sure it was working, which it broke most of it, and then he had to continue to develop on that side. So it's never – like if I had a live website, I would be pushing traffic to it to get sales and push over to our roasters that we have to send out sales. Like, so it's never been live. I promise you I'm not, like, making money on the back end on this and then telling you this.
Of course,
like,
of course.
Yeah. Yeah, like, it's 1,000% never been live. Okay. It did – the Instagram part has pulled in stuff. It just needs to be put above – the rearrange the history part with the picture there. It just imported all the pictures below it, so that should just go right above it.
All right, so the Instagram gallery would go above the history?
Correct, yeah. Yeah, we just go Instagram gallery, photos, and then history underneath.
All right. So that's how it is working right now, the Instagram gallery, then the photos, and then the history is coming up.
Correct.
And you want the same way?
Correct, yeah. So basically
okay.
The Instagram gallery
photos.
So it's
working right now, yeah.
It's pulling in, correct. It's pulling in. It just needs to be pushed, the history moved below the photos. So it basically lines up with Instagram gallery and photos underneath.
All right, so if I look at the page right now, then you have on the very top where you see the Adventure of Eights. Below that, you have our coffee, you have our shop, and then you have Single Origins. And then underneath that, there's a page which is our Instagram gallery. And then you
Correct.
See the pictures, and then you see the history. So you want the history to be on the top and then to come the Instagram gallery?
I guess I would defer that to you guys.
The way it looks right now, it is good because at the same time, the people are getting connected to your Instagram as well, and also they can read the history as well.
Okay. So you think moving the history above the Instagram gallery would be better or just leave it as is?
Just leave it as it is, considering the fact that the pictures will be rotating, and, of course, whatever you'll be posting new, that will be uploaded on that particular part as well. So I think if we keep it the same way, which it is right now, it is making more sense because if you see – on our Instagram gallery, there's basically a line, a customized line, which is coming up all away from the top, where you see our coffee, everything is basically been coming up. So the design has been ending up at that particular point, because on the top, the banner is also black with the video, And at the bottom, it's also mm-hmm. black with the history. So that's what making more sense.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, we can leave it that way. And then would you recommend, currently it is, at least on the desktop, large squares of photos, like multiple photos, or it used to be like a scrolling bar. Would you recommend having a scrolling bar or just kind of like a lot of pictures like it currently is?
No. I think the scrolling bar is something which has been good because, of course, the pictures will not be the only thing that you'll be adding up. Even if you're adding up a video, then they can click on a picture, and then that's how it basically works. So you can see that as well.
Okay, because currently it is like basically 6x3 lines of pictures. I'll refresh it. It's,
right.
Which is fine. So
and they can always scroll.
Switching it. Okay, yeah. So you're saying keeping it like those squares of pictures instead of the side to side on the desktop, and I'll see what it is on the phone.
On the phone, it will not going to look good because, of course, at the end, there's again, which I will say, which I'm sorry to say, that the liquid responsiveness needs to be there, so by which it could basically pick up the new things on that particular platform. That's the main thing.
Okay, so it's actually doubled on the phone. There's a scroll bar, like side to side,
right,
which is the old issue, and then it pulled in all the pictures below.
That's what I'm just basically saying, that if that was something which was in-house, which needed to be done from our side, we would have done that. Because even though we have to pay them for this particular upgrade to get it fixed for not only one device that you're using, because I'm using right now the iPhone 13 Pro, and I'm not sure, like, which phone are you using, but you and me say – yeah, so you and me see the same thing. But I do have another phone that is the 11 Pro Max. And on that one as well, I do see the same thing as well. So it's not only about the versions, it's about the similar functionalities which has been coming up right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, all I'm talking about is the on the bottom there is like a lock of photos versus that is coming below the history on the mobile phone. And
right.
Then above the history on the mobile phone, it has like the same older photos that are like a slide box side
mm-hmm.
to side.
Right, right. I do get what you're saying, that you're seeing like two different columns for the pictures.
It's basically like two different like widgets. It's basically one that's like a side to side that's pulling in all the old information that was there.
And then
previously.
One is with the six pictures.
Like, yeah, one's with six pictures. It has like 12 on desktop, but it has six pictures here. And then the one above the history is like a slider side to side.
Right.
That's what I'm kind of asking. Like, should it just be the slider side to side? Above,
no, no, it will just be slider side to side. I will get it fixed. I will get it removed for you.
Okay, so what you're saying is those six pictures at the bottom will go away, and then it'll just be those pictures in the slider side to side.
That could also going to be done. That can be done too. But I think if you see the pictures which has been coming up likewise onto the desktop version, it was the same thing. Like one of the sliders, we have added up two things. One was doing the sliding part, and then if they come below, they can see almost all the pictures which are basically posted up onto the Instagram. So I think what my suggestion would be for you to keep it the same as it is right now, because the sooner or later you will start posting new pictures and new images or videos, they will be shuffling around here and there, but they will just be at the bottom and at the slider banner, nowhere else.
Okay, so the slider banner isn't showing up on the desktop.
It is to me. I don't know, like, why it's not showing to you.
Okay, let me see if I'll check a different browser. Okay, so you're saying keep both the pictures at the bottom and also the slider side to side.
Right.
Okay. Okay, all right, here we go. All right, so I have the slider side to side, which is the
right.
old pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And then the photos at the bottom are the new pictures. So you're
right.
saying that they'll basically match the photos at the bottom, and then the slider side to side will also be the
exactly.
So
it will be, right. It will be an option for the people if they would like to see a side to side, or if they just want to see all like a collage, which has been coming up.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, yeah, I agree. That, like, we can leave it like that. That makes sense, where it's got like a history and then all the photos
right.
beneath.
Right.
I like that. And then the slider side, I didn't see the slider side to side, and I thought that went away. So then basically the slider side to side just needs to be updated to pull in the new photos then.
Exactly.
Okay. And then also for the slider side to side, does the powered by tag embed, can that be taken off also?
I will try and I will see that if that could be removed or not, but I will try my best to do it and do that, okay?
Okay. Okay, that makes sense.
The add to cart part is still basically being worked on. They're just working on the corrupt file that was being broken, so they're just creating a new file and adding it up for you. And once that is done, I will give you the confirmation for it so that you could see it. Now, as the responsiveness is concerned, you don't want to add it right now. That's what you're saying, right? How about if you go ahead and complete the whole work and then show you, and if you think that now everything is basically been worked and it's ready to go ahead and market and people can come up and they can start making sales, would you be adding up the feature now? Because in the future, trust me on that particular part, that will simply going to cost you more than what I've quoted you right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is this something, let's see here. Okay. So basically, if we don't add it, it's currently going to be what it is right now.
Yes. For mobile devices specifically, and tablets and iPads and everything about it.
Okay, because it's working fine now on mobile devices.
Sometimes it will. Yeah, I can also see that. Sometimes it will, but sometimes you never know if there's any device or any other device which is not being upgraded or anything like that, then that will simply going to make some issues. And you never knew that if the customers are coming up from an Android device or an iOS device and why they're not basically buying, because at the end, you will be investing marketing team on this particular project, right? And they will be charging you amount of money to bring the audience over there. So I'm pretty sure you don't want them to basically face such silly issues by which they're just not making sales for you guys or just they're not making any orders. So I think if we make it to the right particular part and then live it, because of course at the end, if you have already invested like 5 or 6,000, which you've already said, because I just have to double check about it, then still for this one particular feature which has been left, and now as you've got me on the phone, I'm back and I'm just basically feeling good as well by fixing up the things. You can see that even though I'm talking to you on the phone, I'm still working on the website back end as well with the team. So they will be fixing up all the issues for you. And then by tomorrow or day after tomorrow, whatever you like, you can start the marketing on that. I'm pretty sure you will not going to be facing any issues by which the sales could be a problem for you. So my recommendation for you would be to at least go ahead and add this up, because sooner or later you will be calling me back and adding this particular feature once it starts making more mess on mobile devices. And at that particular point, I'm really sorry to say I'm not sure that if I would be able to give you the exact same price or not.
Mm-hmm. But
and that's
the
for 15
only thing
years.
But the only thing is if we are calling back in the future, that is because it's a cash flowing asset versus one that is not.
See, that is something because whenever, even though initially, we haven't promised you for the sales because we are not marketing your particular website.
I'm not saying you guys have promised for the sales. All I've asked for is a functional website that is mobile responsive from
I know that the delay
delivery.
Was there. I know that the delay was there. And as you have compromised the time, we have put our effort as well on this particular part. So I'm pretty sure that the effort and the time that you have put it in to give us the revisions and your time specifically, because time is the main essence. We have also did the same part as well. And at the end, we want this project to be live, so by which the feature or the things that you're looking for, that could basically going to be worked on for your particular system. So I'm sorry for the delay, but I think there was a delay from our side as well, and I'm pretty sure you might be busy as well in terms of giving us a revision, so I don't know the history about it, but I know it's been year or it's about to be year, which should not be happen. But still, at the end, I'm pretty sure it's a very good-looking website.
Yes, no, it will be a good-looking website. It will be nice once it works and everything
right.
Like that, for sure.
Right.
It is okay. So the cart aspect now works to re-add it. The part once you're in the shopping cart, because this was the issue originally. Once you're in the shopping cart, that's where you can't update the quantity.
Right.
At least on mobile. If you put like 2 or something, it has the button that has update cart. Mm-hmm. If you put like, say you put like 100 in there, and then you, if you put like 100 items in there, and you update the cart, and then it doesn't like put the new number of them in, if that makes sense.
Right.
When you're in the shopping cart.
Mm-hmm. I will fix that. That's what I said, that they're just fixing up the corrupt file, and I will fix that for you.
Okay. Okay, and it's on the mobile part, and there's the button there, it just doesn't update it. Okay.
Right, so from our side, that's the only part which has been left. Now, whatever you will say, you will go ahead and do that. Either you can wait for me to go ahead and fix the issues on the website, on the desktop version, which was the add-to-cart functionalities, and then you make a decision, that's totally fine as well. And if you would like to go ahead right now with the liquid responsiveness, I can give you the update of both of them at the same particular time by adding up.
For adding what?
For adding up the, giving you the update that every problem has been resolved from the mobile side and from the add to cart option, which has been on the desktop version.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Well, we really just need the update cart option, and then that's what we need to start with.
That has been already been working on, and that will solely going to be work on the desktops. Which we are working right now, because as I said, even though if we go ahead and if we fix it up onto mobile phones, that still needs to have that liquid responsiveness that I've talked to you about. So the desktop version has already been taken care of. They're just working on the broken link that was being on the website. Once that has been installed and back up, you will start seeing to see that the cart could be updated. You could add up to 50, 100 products. The price will be changed. Everything could be done, but only on the mobile, only on the desktop and on the laptops.
Okay, which it should still be working on the mobile because it has an update cart button. That shouldn't be like a responsive issue. It should just be a button that's there because it is.
Right, the button would be there, but as I said, that due to that particular part, maybe it will work on a few devices. Likewise, you can see that it's working fine on your particular side. It's working fine on my particular side.
Well, I have Android, iPhones, iPads, and it works on none of them.
Okay. So that's what it is. So I'm not sure, like, what exactly would you like me to do right now, because my hands are bound. If that is something which I could be done from my side, I would have done that. But as far as the desktop part is concerned, that will be resolved. Likewise, I've did the Instagram part.
Okay, so for the mobile update cart, you can't have a functional button that allows people to update their cart, which is a basic function. Even if I just go open a random Shopify store on one of their templates, it'll work.
I will add it up, but that's what I'm saying, that I'm not sure if it will simply going to work or not. I can add
okay.
it up.
Well, I'm not going to have to work on every device in the world, but it should work on like some type of an iPhone or something at baseline.
Great. See, that is something which is totally for mobile, right? And that's why the update has been there, and it's the update which is not only for you, even though for our personal website as well, we go with the update. Because likewise, after every single year, if iPhone sends you the new software version, they do the same as well. Shopify do the same. Their features, their plugins do the same, just to basically keep the bugs and fix it the way.
Well, I understand that, but it's like,
so if I had an old phone,
mm-hmm. So what about an old phone? So an iPhone 12 that would have been there last year, same with the 13, that would should be functional on those, on the prior stuff, and it's not.
And as I said initially in the call, that maybe some of the devices will be working and some of the devices will not be working, because
but
sooner
none
or later
of the
it will create a mess.
Zero of the devices working. Like, I have them on. I have an iOS 14, like unupdated one, an iOS 15, iOS 16, a couple different devices. It works on zero of them. So even last year, like, if before this all this update and everything, even on old software that shouldn't be interfering with an iOS 16 update or screen size changes or anything like that, it's still not working.
Right. So that's what I also said as well, that maybe it was working or not working, whatever the fact was, but that was just because of the update. However, I've just got the update from my developer. You can check that the add to product and add to cart functionality is working now on the desktop version.
Correct. It works on the desktop. It just needs to work on the mobile aspect also.
It was not working.
Stuff.
Yeah, it was not working on the desktop as well once you called me up, because I just checked it.
It was working on the desktop like a week ago, and then it stopped working like 2 days ago.
Oh, so we have fixed it, that as well. And even though the quantity that you're checking right now, That has also been added up onto the desktop because the link was broken. That's what I was just trying to explain, which we were working on. We have fixed that, onto the desktop.
Okay, thank you for fixing that. And then it should also be fixed on the mobile phone also for the older devices, or it should at least be functional. And then once it's functional, like, because the thing is like, I have old software on different devices, and this, even before the update, like 6 months ago, if this website was at the point, it still wouldn't have worked, then what would we have said?
All right. So I'm totally basically, what should I say about it? That right now, the software limitation is something which is not allowing me to go ahead and do that, because if that was something which I could basically do, likewise, I've did the Instagram part and everything else, I would not have stopped that. I would have definitely gone away and get it fixed for you, so by which the issue could be resolved, but without the upgrade, that could not be done. Because that's not only one thing, it's the banner, it's the slider and everything about it, which needs to be fixed up. So that's what I said, that once the upgrade has been done on this particular part, because that's the only thing which has been left, either you do it now or in the future, I leave it up to you. Because from our side, everything that
you guys
said,
all you guys are giving me is, because most traffic that buys online is from mobile devices, this is giving me a non-functional website still that is, like, because you can't check out. If you want to update your quantity that you have in the cart, you cannot do that. That is something that you can't, like, make sales with. It's something we still can't push live until we have a cart on mobile devices.
On the mobile devices, that's not simply which I can basically do without the upgrade. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, but why isn't the upgrade just standard when you guys should deliver a product that's functional?
Because that is
and once it's functional,
which is additional, even though you can check it up on our particular website as
okay, well. Okay, but what about 6 months ago? Okay, so what about 6 months ago before this still wasn't functional?
The six
so
months
this
ago,
was before
we were
you
not,
guys made.
No, we were not at that particular stage where the website was basically about to go live, because this mobile responsiveness
but you guys
really
build,
added up.
You guys build other websites. You guys build
right.
other websites.
But that is something which
functional.
Needs to be come up at the very end. Once the website goes live, then only we can basically add up all the particular functionalities onto that particular live feature. That's what I'm saying.
So what doesn't feel right about this is you sell up front, like we're going to make a website for you that works. Up front, here's the price, and then we're going to have 10 calls along the way of, like, tack on price, tack on price, tack on price, upgrade, upgrade, upgrade. I don't mind paying whatever it is. You can tell me it's a $20,000 website up front. That's fine. Like, it's when it's like, oh, this doesn't work, so you got to buy this. This doesn't work, you got to buy this. That's where it becomes an issue. Like,
see,
it needs to be – now, once it's a functional website, I'm happy to buy other additional things. I have six other businesses that could be multiple tens of thousands of dollars of business for you guys.
No, that is the reason that I basically did the changes by keeping you on the phone for every single thing which has been coming up. And still I'm not pushing you to go ahead and get the update, because that's not something which
Correct. But this is classic software stuff. I have friends that are developers. You basically deliver a product that is non-functional. You know it's not functional. And then you charge for, like, the malware that's in there to take it out to make it a functional product, which should have just been normal in the first place.
I'm pretty sure you own, six or five businesses, Mark. So you did have website experiences. So you know that the updates usually come. That's not something which are in our hand. Even though if I go ahead and do that and give you the functional website after 6 months, if there's a new update, would you call us and blame us?
Correct. And I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it at that point, because you guys have delivered on your promise, like, of delivering a website. If in 6 months from now this doesn't work, and it's 6 months out and you say, hey, there's a new update, it costs money because we delivered your thing, I'm totally fine with that. Happy to pay. The issue that I have is I've never had an actual functional site been delivered. That is the problem. Like,
the website
was
live 3 months ago, and even though it's live on your
domain.
It has
not been live.
It is live on your domain.
But it doesn't matter what's on a domain or not.
That's what live means.
Okay, but it's not functional. It doesn't matter if it's, you push it over. It broke
right,
everything
you tell me one
when
thing.
You push
you
it
tell
over.
Me one thing, Mark. The desktop version, which was not being working, the features and everything about it, you said that that's not working. Have I basically finished off all the things right now by keeping you on the phone with the desktop version?
Correct. It's on the desktop version, but part of the functionality that we bought in the first place was mobile responsive. I wouldn't have signed up for it in the first place if it wasn't mobile responsive.
It was not part of the functionality. It was something which was an add-on that should be added up. Because if there was something else, why would I basically going to be going ahead and selling you this only thing? I could sell on the different add-ons as well, which are more expensive than the mobile responsive. But why I'm not doing that? Because that has already been the part of the particular package. And once the website goes live, there's a process. Then only we can add the mobile responsiveness at the very end with the limitation. But the matter of fact is that last month the new device came up, which is why it's not just for you. It's for every other site as well. Why, which they're sending us the upgrade. The actual price was $2,500. I'm bringing it down to you for $1,500 for 5 years. That was the price, but I'm making it 15 years for you so that you don't pay for this particular upgrade anymore again. And this will simply going to resolve all
issues
on the
mobile devices.
This is what it feels like, is if I get this, then like 6 months later, there's going to be something else that needs to be done because something else breaks. Like it's, which is fine if it's an additional upgrade or something like that. But I've never, you understand what I'm saying? I've never had you can push any, I can push something to a live website and say it's live, but if it's not functional, it's not functional. Like he had to push it over to a domain because it broke everything when he did that. It worked on your guys' old dev area. The mobile phone worked, everything else worked. Before he pushed it over to Shopify, it broke everything, and then he had to go back and rebuild it. So it is
because,
not a live
because there
thing.
Was there was the differentiate between two things. You can consider that one was the Android and the second was the iPhone. And once we did the best basically transfer of the data, then the problem was basically coming up. But still, the mobile responsive was something which was not being added up at that particular point as well. That's what I'm saying to you, because that is something which needs to be done once the website goes live and then the files get installed. And after 6 months, once this part is done, you already have the credentials of your particular website. And I would wish you to basically go ahead and change the password as well, so that if any mess comes around or if there's any update which has been coming around, you would not ask us that if that was us who was basically sending you the upgrades or anything like that about it. But, of course, at that particular point, you will own the 100% ownership right. And if you want us to basically help you again on this particular project, we would love to. But still, you will own the ownership right. And, of course, once we don't have the password, we cannot do anything to the website.
Yes, and I plan to have you guys come in because you guys know the code that's in there and manage the website and do other things along with the website. The part that is the issue is that I've never had an actual functional product that we can market to, which was promised in a month or two time, and it's been a year. I've never had an actual functional product that has worked, if that makes sense. Like, it hasn't worked.
Of course,
we haven't made any money with this site.
And which is why
you can check the Shopify history.
No.
I mean, it's still $1,500.
I trust you blindly about it, and I'm not fighting about the $1,500 because that is something which is not coming in my pocket, to be honest. Whatever I could do the best for you was that out of $2,500, I know that the pain, the time, the velocity that has been spent out from your side.
I'll tell you what on this. How about this? Okay, you can keep the 15-year aspect. I just want to see that it actually works. And then I'm happy to pay you once it works, is I can do $500 for the upgrade. You can do it for 1 or 2 years or 5 years or whatever. It's functional and it works. I'm happy to pay for whatever upgrades later in the future. But it just needs to be something that's functionally delivered, like, up front.
By keeping you on the phone, the reason was that we've already invested the time. So that's why I did the changes, the most changes, which could take 24 or 48 hours. I talked to my personal developer who usually work on the mobile applications. He fixed it up because I was on the call with you, so that's why I couldn't do that for you. As far as the 1 year or 2 year concern, that is not something which I'm making the plan. That is being developed by the companies itself, which is being sold out, and that's a third-party company. So the only plan was 5 years, and I was glad to go ahead and give you that for 15 years just because that the time is being invested by your side and our side. And as I said, that in this 30 minutes or 1 hour, I've fixed two changes for you. I'm pretty sure in the next 30 minutes to 1 hour, or maybe by till tomorrow, because the files are a lot, by tomorrow morning, the mobile functionality would also going to work once the update is being done.
Okay, that makes sense. Do you see where I'm coming from? That
I respect your particular work, and I understand your frustration as well. To be honest, if I would be at your particular place, I would have hung up the phone and I would have basically left on because I know that you have not a lot of time. But still, you're giving me the time, so that's one of the part that we have to resolve the issue, right? And the issue is not that much big. You've already invested $6,000, $7,000 on this particular part because you are entrusted to go ahead and make this particular website work, so by which you could earn some bread and butter for you and your family, and that's the reason that you're getting and opening up another business. But this $1,500, trust me, is not coming in my pocket. That will eventually going to go ahead, which is, I think, $1,400 or maybe $1,350 would be for that particular plugin, and $150 would be paid to that particular developer who will install the 1,500 files that are associated with this particular upgrade. And I can give you the assurity that by tomorrow, the upgrade will surely going to go ahead and work.
Okay, and what does the upgrade exactly do? It's basically just for mobile aspects.
Every mobile phone.
Everything.
Mobile, yeah. Every problem that you're facing right now regarding the mobile, that will be covered up in that one, no matter whatever devices you have. But 1 million devices will be added up in this particular part.
Okay. All right. So that's something that I'm going to want to think about on just because, like, I want to see if we can get any, because the thing is you have to have an iteration of proof of concept for a business to work. It's like we have to be able to advertise it, test it out, see if it cash flows. If it does, that's great. We can invest more into it. If it doesn't, then we just close it. So this is a new project that we have that is something that is we're going to see if it works. And if it does, that's great. We don't mind investing more into it. But it doesn't make sense to keep pouring money into something and then it doesn't work. Not necessarily just because of the website, but I'm just saying, like, there's lots of different reasons things can work or not. So it's something that I'm happy to upgrade it once we have cash flow from the business. It just doesn't make sense to keep pouring money into something that is not generating anything yet.
That's really fine. So if you would like to go ahead and skip the upgrade for right now, I don't mind. That's what I'm saying, that it's not coming in my pocket, so that's why I'm not fascinating about it. If you don't want to keep it, that's fine. You can run the marketing because the desktop version is working fine. And if it is making you money, which I'm pretty sure it will, because the website that it looks, I have built many websites for the coffee industry, and this is something which has been different from all others. So I wish you best of luck for that particular part, and I'm pretty sure that was surely going to make a success.
Yeah, and I'm happy to upgrade it and make you guys the developers for it. Like once it starts coming in, you guys do very nice work. It is a good looking website. It works well. It's just been like it needs to cash flow, and then I'm happy to bring on you guys for additional work too. It's just a matter of
course. What is your zip code, by the way?
Oh, 92373.
Just give me 1 minute. 92373. Because I really don't want the mobile customers to basically left you. Because, of course, once you start doing the marketing, people will be coming around maybe from their cell phones or iPads or anything about it. So I really don't want them to basically face issues once they're doing that and you lose sales. So what's the zip code you said, 9327?
92373.
Okay. All right, so what I can do for you is, Mark, if you agree, that's totally an optional thing. I would leave it up to you. And the price was $1,500, which I was, which was for 5 years, but I was making it for 15 years for you. After applying, which I basically checked it on. With the zip code that you provided me, I can go ahead and I can make it $1,050 for you. That will save you $450, and that will be still for the same amount of years. And that's totally your call. If you would like to do it, that's fine. If not, the website is done from my side.
Okay. And then the additional aspect of the part that will basically, if we turn it, like all the mobile responsive issues will be fixed.
Right. That's what I said.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay. Can you send me an invoice on that aspect of it, and then we can think about it adding that aspect to it for the site, because I think we're gonna start running traffic to it this month, I hope, and then we can make a decision on once we see the initial wave of buyers and their reaction to it.
No problem.
We can make a decision on whether or not this is something that we're going to continue forward with and keep the website and grow it out and try to get additional sales, or if it's something that doesn't make sense to pour time and money into and we just continue doing other businesses that we already have that work already. So
I'll send you the information over text or over Teamwork, whatever you prefer. And then you can let me know whatever you think about it. We can then go from there, okay?
Okay, that sounds totally good to me. So we can look at Teamwork, because I totally understand it takes time to code. I understand it. I do basic coding myself. I understand it. Like, I know it's time, pain in the butt. I get it. Like,
I know that this is something which is basically a test and trial business for you, which you're trying to basically make. So you can test it up, and then you can let us know, and then we can go from there.
Exactly. So we have all the pieces set up, all the roasters and everything, drop shipping ready to go out, all the labels done, but we still, just because it's all done and made, there's lots of businesses that don't work. I mean, this is a pretty basic one. Theoretically, it should. So once we have all that figured out, if we see that, hey, this is looking like it's going to generate something that actually makes sense, then we're happy to go ahead and upgrade things at like what you're saying, and then, which shouldn't take that long to figure out, because you can figure that out in a couple months. And then if it's something that, hey, that was a fun idea, but it didn't work, then we just axe it, and that's it.
Okay. No worries about it. So that's it from my side. Anything else that you would like to make changes towards the website?
Let me check and see here. I'd say the only other aspect that would probably be good is if we moved the managed subscription part when people sign in to the top, because that's what they're going to look for.
All right. I think right now it's coming up at the very bottom, right? Subscription?
Yeah, it's coming up at the very bottom, the subscription. When you log in on your phone, the managed subscription, that could just be put at the top. That would be the only change.
Perfect. I'll go ahead and I'll do that for you.
Also, do you guys do creatives?
Yes, of course.
Okay. So that's something we might want to look into as far as, like, once we get the initial thing, is having you guys do the creatives for the website as far as, like, the videos for, social media advertising.
Okay. Perfect. So you already got my number in my cell phone, and we can surely basically go ahead and meet it about it. What do you think?
Okay, that sounds good to me. I will definitely let you know. And I mean, I appreciate you guys' time and effort in putting it together. And we will figure out the rest of it, and then I'll let you know on the website additional add-on once we can figure out, like, is this going to cash flow or not, and then if we want you guys to do creatives for it or just work on different websites for us.
Okay, perfect. Sounds good. So that's it, Mark, and I'm pretty sure that now you're basically going to go ahead happily with the changes that we have done, and sorry that if you thought that I was basically been pushing you around, however, but that was just something which was for your favor.
No, it's totally fine. I understand, like, when things have to be added and
right,
change
right.
the websites and updates happen. I hope you guys understand our aspect of it, of we got to make sure that this is something people are actually interested in buying and generating stuff before we just put, like, thousands and thousands of dollars into something additionally. Once we know it does, then it doesn't matter, and we have pretty much unlimited budget to work with once we know it is a positive return on investment item.
That's fine. And I'm glad that you understand, because many people do not understand and they get frustrated about it. But I think we're on the same page. So that's it from my side. Thank you very much for giving me the time. I'm surely going to go ahead and move the subscription part onto the top, and then you can see that as well. By the way, if I see on the very top, then there's basically a page. There's an icon which basically which is on the top. If you can see the website, you'll see the search icon, you'll see the contact and Facebook, Instagram, and there's a sign for the user.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
so if they click on that, they can create the account. Or they can create
on the,
Yeah, or they can create the subscription as well. So I think that part is already there on the top.
Perfect, yeah. So they have, let's see, I can log out because I'm logged in on that right now. So, yeah, there's a, if you click the little icon, if you do it on your phone, if you click the icon, it says, yeah, need help accessing subscriptions. You click there, subscription, then you can join and log in and account invite. The only issue is, like, on the desktop, it's fine. On the phone, it's just on the bottom. Like, if you log in with an, I don't know if you have a way to get in the back end on this.
Let me just
an account.
All right, I'm checking it on the phone, and on the phone as well, I do see the on the very top right corner, on the left corner, sorry, the three bars. If you click that, you will see the contact.
Yep, I see that.
Yeah, so that's been coming up.
Yeah, you click the little person.
Yeah,
and then you have the Need Help Manager screen. You click that. If you log in, the part I'm talking about is if you log in, like when you log in with your account, like once you are in your account, it has like order history, and then at the very bottom it has like the manage subscription.
Okay, once you log in and that, then it's coming up.
Yeah, when you log in, it basically says order history, and so I guess actually when somebody first started, they wouldn't have a huge order history. They would push that to the bottom. So they might know where it is by the time it gets huge. Because it has account details, it has like your name and address and view addresses, and at the very bottom it says manage subscriptions. Like once you're actually logged in, like if you click the little guy and then there's like a email and password, if you like type that in and log in, there is, and then it says, like, welcome, whatever your name is. And then it has my account, log out, order history. You can have all your orders there. I guess for mine, I have a bunch of, like, practice orders to get stuff to work. And then it has account details, manage subscriptions. But I guess when people walked in the first time, it wouldn't push it to the bottom. And by the time it did, they would know where it's at.
All right. So I'll basically, I'll just basically try to talk with the developer and see what it says. Because I just don't want to basically broke anything about it by fixing up another thing.
Yeah, I mean, if that's the worst thing, that's totally okay.
but I'll try my best. Yeah, but I'll try my best and see what's the best we can do for you. However, meanwhile, if you basically have anything to be done in creative, you can let me know via text or message or Teamwork in the future as well, and then we can go from there.
Okay, that totally makes sense.
All right, so that's it, Mark. Thank you very much for your time.
All right. Appreciate your time, Chase. Thank you.
Bye.